الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. قال رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. أو كما قال رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected ulama, respected and beloved elders, Mawlana said that we have to speak of some adab, etiquette, but they chose a person who got no etiquette to speak about etiquette. So Allah give me tawfiq first, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi, just to always say whatever I see a need to bring into myself, that is what I speak about. And we know our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Saab himself has got such adab in his life and such etiquette in one aspect that we can't even find this and learn this in the kitabs. When I was doing hivs, it was with school going on a Saturday, all the students had to come here in this back section of the masjid. Bakari Ismail is Haqsa, Rahmatullah Ali, to learn Tajweed. So we used to bring our shoes and sometimes walk with the shoes, hold the shoes in the hand, put it outside the door, and then walk through the masjid area, back out of the masjid. And one day I was walking with my shoes and I passed by Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Saab, Damat Barakatuhu. And Hazrat Mawlana at that time showed me how to hold shoes also. That if we just hold the shoes next to one another, then if there's any dirt under the shoes, the dirt can fall onto the carpet. So Manana explained that to put the one sole of the shoe on top of the other sole, and then walk with the shoes, and let also the shoes in the left hand if we can. So these adab which you can't find in kitab, but Manana is particular of this. Recently we learned from Hazrat Manana also, that when we put our shoes in the shoe racks, like these shoe racks before you enter the masjid, in the direction of the Qibla, so to turn your shoes in a different direction, away from the Qibla. So this is adab of the Qibla. So these adab are very, very important. So we have to learn from a person who's so particular about adab, yet so accommodating to all of us who lack adab, that you won't ever really hear Mawlana chastising anybody, reprimanding anybody for lacking adab. Although what adab we got and how far we are from where we're supposed to be, Allah give us tawfiq. So the most unworthy person they put here, and it's not just words. One day a person came in front and he said, "Me haqir hu, me faqir hu, poor taqsir hu, I'm the worst person, I'm full of faults." So a person sitting in front of him told him, "Mawlana Sahib, that's something even our children are aware of, what a yaqini baat hai, there's no doubt about it." So the Mawlana quickly took the stick and he chased the person around the masjid. So Allah save us sometimes in humility, in tawazu also, there's show. Sometimes in tawazu and the words a person adopts, there's takabur and there's pride hidden in tawazu also. So these are very, very fine things and we come here to learn these things, and Allah give us tawfiq and show us the reality. And to speak also, we get a lot of butterflies in the stomach, you know. One young person had to give the alan. So the whole namaz is practicing the alan and he's going through it in his mind, he's pareshan, he's in anxiety. And eventually he stood up and he gave the alan perfectly, beautifully, not one stutter. And just when he finished the alan, then the imam made salam. So Allah give us tawfiq. So the basis in adab, the adab of the shaykh and the etiquette of the shaykh, the basis of it is three things which Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. One is i'tiqad, to have conviction in the shaykh, to have aqidat, belief in the shaykh. And the second is i'timad, to put one's trust in the shaykh totally. And thirdly is inqiyad, which means obedience, to be obedient to the shaykh. And the basis of all this is the love for the shaykh, muhabbat, because this is the path of ishq, the path of love to Allah. And we come in the presence of your ashikin so that this fragrance of ishq can come onto us also. So because it's the path of ishq, the path of the love of Allah, we have to have the muhabbat of the shaykh. And this has to be foremost and this has to be overpowering, because love is an amazing thing. Love has made kings into slaves. Love has made slaves into kings. Love makes the most bitter things sweet. This is love. So Allah Ta'ala give us this true love. So a murid should always be overpowering, overfilled and flowing with the love of his shaykh. And when the shaykh is staunch and the shaykh is adhering to sunnah, this person will also acquire the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sunnah. And this love should be present at all times and make a person restless. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a while, then they would become restless. They would cool their eyes with the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make wudu, they would wait for an opportunity for the water to fall off the lungs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and anoint themselves and rub that Mubarak water onto themselves. So Alama Sulaiman al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that extracted from the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk, that for a person to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to spend time in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this dua first we are saying, oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Then we are saying, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and I am asking you for the love of those who love you. So to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to have the love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way we'll be able to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became restless to the extent where they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world, when we desire to see you, we can come meet you. But in Jannah, you'll be on a very, very high pedestal and a high position. And where will we be? How will we be able to see you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then Allah ta'ala revealed the ayat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever makes the itaat of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah ta'ala will resurrect them, and Allah ta'ala will put them on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah inshallah with these noble people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst them. Allahu Akbar. As the poet beautifully says, that where can we fulfill the rights of the friends of Allah? Where can we fulfill the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لو جئتكم قاصدا على بصري لم أقضي حقا وأي حقك أديت. If we have to walk on our feet and come to them, if we have to walk on our heads and come to them, we cannot fulfill any rights of these pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fain Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi, Shaykhul Islam, he on one occasion was going to meet his Shaykh in Gangwa. So he was very, very excited, and from Dioban he walked till Gangwa out of the enthusiasm of going to meet his Shaykh, a long journey. And when he came close to Gangwa, then he began to cry and he said that even my walking talya, I can never fulfill the right of my beloved Shaykh. The style of the Quran also is one of love. If we take the injunctions of the Quran, it can all be condensed into one para of the Quran, about one para. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought at times different ways. Allah ta'ala is presenting, at times the Quran is like a love letter, at times Allah ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us incidents of people of the past. People like to hear incidents. Allah is telling us incidents of people of the past. So the Quran is also, its style is one of love. So by having the love of the Shaykh, this will bring us closer to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the root of all adab, to possess the love of the Shaykh. The second quality is that of suhbat, of companionship, being in the company of the Shaykh. As much time as possible we should try to spend in the company of the Shaykh. Through this, good traits are developed and love for the Shaykh increases, and in the heart of a person becomes pure. The ills and the evils which are lurking in the heart of a person, these begin to leave a person. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi has mentioned that to teach a pony how to gallop and to get in the correct rhythm, all that has to be done is the pony has to be left with the bigger horses, with the stallions and so on. And in a short while, it will have the correct rhythm in the gallop and so on. So by us, who are so far, by us spending time and in the suhbat of these elders, it will be a means of us attaining their great, great qualities. Mawlana Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that just attaining knowledge, this is not sufficient. Suhbat and companionship to a greater extent is necessary. As it is beautifully said, that a little while in the company of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than about 70 years of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, is the aspect of khidmat, of serving the Shaykh. So this is a very, very fine topic, that to make the khidmat of the Shaykh is very important and very blessed, but it should be done properly. If a person cannot do it properly, then he mustn't be that he is causing inconvenience to the Shaykh. And also in making khidmat, a person should not exceed the bounds of Shariat, as is very, very beautifully explained, that a person should draw the line between exceeding the bounds of Shariat and breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May khidmat have the love for the Shaykh, but not go against Shariat, because that is the incorrect form of tariqat and the incorrect form of this path of the tasawwuf. So to make khidmat, and to consider the khidmat to be my own need, not that the Shaykh is in need of my khidmat, but to do it considering our own need. And there's a way of doing it. For example, if a person has to, the Shaykh has got a program in another locality, so one is to say, can I give you a lift tomorrow in my car? So we're not talking to some junior person, but to say, I'll be honored if I can, if Hazrat can honor me, that I can, Hazrat can come with me, Hazrat can honor me, I'll be honored to take Hazrat tomorrow to the program. So in this way, then to give gifts to the Shaykh, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, tahadu, tahabu, give gifts, exchange gifts, this will be a means of muhabbat increasing. But we should be practical, we should give such gifts which the Shaykh likes, something which is, the Shaykh likes a certain dish, then we present this dish to the Shaykh, a certain kitab, what we should understand, the zawq, the temperament, the liking of the Shaykh. And everybody brings the same present, the Shaykh's not going to sell that gifts. So Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahmatullah Ali, once he went to Bangladesh, and all the people brought lungis as gifts, because you get the best quality lungis there. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, so much of lungis, if I return back to Pakistan with all these lungis, they might hold me at customs and think I'm selling lungis, I'm bringing back lungis to sell, I'm importing lungis. So we should be practical. Sometimes a person brings a gift and Hazrat has to carry it back home. We're giving Hazrat the taklif to carry a heavy gift home. So we should be practical in our gifts also, and we should make it easy and present it correctly also. Then is the quality of taqleed. We should follow our Shaykh blindly. By a person objecting, a person's progress will be hindered. Like a child goes to madrasa, the child is learning alif ba. Now if the child tells the ustad that why is ba in this shape, why don't it change the shape of ba, why is it in this form, the ustad will tell the child, rather go home. So we have to follow, not object. Then is ittila and ittiba. We should inform the Shaykh of our condition, and then the Shaykh will prescribe for us, and accordingly we will follow. This is for our own benefit. By us hiding, by us changing, by us deceiving, we're only deceiving ourselves. And these are pious friends of Allah. In one look they can make out. They can make out kafi food from proper home food. They can make it out immediately. So we're only fooling ourselves in this manner. It's the aspect of our tarbiyat. We should happily accept the reprimand of our Shaykh, because it's for our own good. The greatest thief is pride, where a person feels upset if a person is corrected. So this is because of pride, that why am I corrected? So that Mawlana Ahmad Lad Sahab, Dhamad Barakatu, Allah Ta'ala give all the elders and all the ulama long life. So he says that he says on one occasion, Hazraji Mawlana in Amul Hassan Rahmatullahi reprimanded him. And we know Mawlana Ahmad Lad Sahab, when he speaks, with what vigor he speaks, and with what rob, with what awe he speaks, says when Hazraji Mawlana Imam al-Hassan Rahmatullah Ali reprimanded me, he said that I became so afraid that my urine actually came out. He said, and one day I got an opportunity, and Hazraji was in itikaf, and I slipped into the tent, and I asked Hazraji Rahmatullah Ali, that one person sometimes is reprimanded by somebody and he becomes extremely upset with that person, and on another occasion he's reprimanded by somebody but his love increases for that person. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained to him, he said, this is in accordance to the ikhlas of the person who is reprimanding him. So reprimanding is for our own good and for our own benefit. And Hazrat Mawlana Pool Puri Rahmatullah Ali said very beautifully, Ya Mi'raj, this Mi'raj, Ya Mi'raj Muhabbat Hai, Ya Ijaz Muhabbat Hai, Hazar Wa Zakham Kaakar Shukrana Rehna Hai. That this is a journey of Muhabbat, it's a journey of love. And in spite of 1,000 injuries and 1,000 wounds, a person still has to make shukr, because every wound is for his own good. Also, to make mashwara in our matters, the method of making mashwara is to present different angles, mentioning the advantages, the benefits, the harms of the different angles, and to request the Shaykh to give preference in one of them. And also we should not use mashwara for our own gain. Sometimes a youngster comes, he says, should I study or should I go work? So the person gives mashwara, I feel you should go work. So the youngster goes back home, his father wanted him to study. He didn't tell the Maulana that my father wants me to study. He goes back home and he tells his father, Maulana said that I must work, I mustn't study. So he used the mashwara for his own gains. So mashwara also, we should be sincere in this. This bay'at, this taking bet, it's not a trivial matter. It's a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a pledge we are taking, so we should at all moments try to fulfill this great pledge. Also great lessons there in the words of bay'at, alhamdulillah. Many times we must have sat and heard Hazrat Maulana accepting the bay'at of people. And there's great, great lessons in these words which Maulana makes a person repeat after Hazrat Maulana. For example, one of the lessons Hazrat Maulana mentions is that I make tawbah from all sins, especially the love of dunya. So today we don't even consider it a sin to have the love of dunya, whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ, it's the root of all gunas, all sins. Then Hazrat Maulana says that we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawbatan nasuha just before I die, to give me tawfiq, to make a sincere tawbah to Allah. So great, great lessons in this bayat, in constantly listening to this bayat also. We should try to please our Shaykh at all times, to know the mizaj of our Shaykh, what he likes, what he dislikes. We should be able to, just by seeing the appearance of our Shaykh, immediately know whether we should stop immediately what is being done, or whether we should carry on with what is being done. And we should promote the teachings of our Shaykh wherever we get an opportunity. We should not use it to promote ourselves. This is Hazrat Maulana's great kindness and Hazrat Maulana's sincerity. That Maulana, Allahu Akbar, yesterday I was thinking that how is it, this is not possible. Hazrat Maulana is sitting and young people are talking. How is this possible? But this just shows us Hazrat Maulana's broad heart, that Hazrat Maulana wants to put young people forward, and Hazrat doesn't want to blow his own trumpet at all times, but Hazrat Maulana wants to push every person forward in this path. So we have a very, very great and honorable Shaykh. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from him. We have to annihilate ourselves completely. Apne hasti ko mitado, chor apne sab masti ko, forget all our nonsense and forget and annihilate ourselves. And we should promote our Shaykh and our Shaykh's teachings at all times. Never have badgumani of our Shaykh, else we can be deprived. Abu Lahab was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father's brother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father, Abdullah's brother, Abu Lahab, he was so happy on the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the slave girl Thuwaiba, who came to give him the clear tidings, in a gesture he freed her at that time. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got Nabuwat, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gathered the people of Makkah Mukarramah, then he made naqadri of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm, may you be destroyed, ali hadha jama'atana, you gathered us just for this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived Abu Lahab to the extent that after Abu Lahab passed away, then Abbas radiallahu anhu, so also the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Abu Lahab in a dream. He asked Abu Lahab, how did it go? So Abu Lahab said, I'm being punished, but on Mondays the punishment is a bit less, because on a Monday when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, then I freed Thuwaiba radiallahu anha on Yawmul Ithneen, on a Monday. So a poet very beautifully says, فَمَا ظَنُّكَ بِالْعَبْدِ الَّذِي كَانَ عُمْرُهُ بِأَحْمَدٍ مَسْرُورًا وَمَاتَ مُوَحِدًا. When this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated Abu Lahab because of his respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his happiness on the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what is your opinion of that servant who spent his life happy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who passed away believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not ascribing any partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also, we should always be desirous of gaining the barakat, the blessings of the Shaykh. As it is said, al-barakatu ma'a kabirikum, blessings is with the elders, alaykum bil-qadim, those who have seen life, they've given sacrifice, they've got years of experience, they are those who have got the barakat and the blessings. So we should always be desirous of attaining their barakat and blessings. Hazrat Yahya bin Akhtam rahmatullahi, was a muhaddith. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. How did it go? So he said, when I appeared in front of Allah, Allah Ta'ala told me, you're sinful old man. So I replied that the hadith did not reach me like this. He was a muhaddith. Said the hadith did not reach me like this. So Allah Ta'ala asked, then how did the hadith reach you? So he said, he narrates the chain. I heard from Abdul Razak, who heard from Umar, who heard from Zuhri, who heard from Urwa, who heard from Aisha radiallahu anha, who heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who heard from Jibreel alayhi salam, who heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when an elderly person appears in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then out of respect for him being of an elderly age, Allah ta'ala forgives him. So Allah ta'ala replied that Abdul Razak spoke the truth, Zuhri spoke the truth, Umar spoke the truth, Urwa spoke the truth, Aisha radiallahu anha spoke the truth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth, Jibreel alayhi salam spoke the truth, and I am true, go, you are forgiven. So there's barakat from the elders, to take their barakat at all times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a little provisions with him. His provisions were exhausted, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, some people with them, showing them the way as they're travelling, because they took a different route, and they're hungry, and they came across a lady who had some goats, Umm Ma'bar radiallahu anha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes near, and he asks her that have any of the goats got milk. So she says, none of these goats got milk. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees one very lean goat in the corner. What about that goat? She says, that goat, absolutely, it's close to death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what about milking that one? She says, you can try. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes near the goat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Something we forget to take the name of Allah, and any action without the name of Allah, it lacks barakat and barakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and Allahu Akbar, one container after the other is full with the milk of this goat, and they all drink. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues with his journey. A husband returns home, and he sees all utensils full of milk, and he asks her. So she says, marra bina rajulun mubarakun, one very, very blessed person passed by us. She describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once she saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but her description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the best descriptions in history. Rajulun wasimun kathimun, balance in his features. Allahu Akbar. Different how she describes his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes are intensely black. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thick eyelashes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyebrows meet. Kathul lihya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a thick beard. She describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this barakat and blessings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which she then hears for the rest of her life, that in the years of drought and famine, everybody comes to her and they get milk from the same goat. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it. So, to get the barakat from our akabirin and from our elders, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, on one occasion, he was by a river and he was making hudu, and another person was nearby and also making hudu, and the thought came in this person's heart that I'm making hudu and my leftover water is going, and it's going downstream towards Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, and it's not correct, this is a great servant of Allah. So he moved away and he made hudu in a different spot. When he passed away, Allah Ta'ala forgave him because of his showing respect to this great slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, daily we should make shukr, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us such a great and such a beautiful shaykh, such an excellent shaykh. And we should also thank our shaykh constantly for all his efforts and everything that he does for us. Also, we should make dua. Dua is a great thing. We should make dua daily for our shaykh, for the good health of our shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him with good health. May Allah ta'ala keep him at all times in good health, and let us benefit from our shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him completely independent of creation, never muhtaj and in need of creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us benefit from him tremendously, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his shadow with us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant blessings in him, in his family, his progeny. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let his fuyus spread to the four corners of the world, and let us benefit greatly from our shaykh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us all and to accept our sitting.